practice patience, or practicing patience. I've just listened to Julian Summer Hayes' piece this morning. He shares a podcast every single morning on audiobook from Devon. He lives in Devon and makes podcasts, so, and even when he travels, he makes podcasts. Practicing patience. It reminded me of an incident that happened this morning in our house when my wife interrupted me while I was recording an audiobook, and she was overheard me recording it and came on in and asked me what I was doing while the audiobook was playing. I told her what I was doing and she left, and then she came back, and so the audiobook was ruined, shall we say. And I knew that the moment had passed for that particular audiobook. And I was furious. I was really furious. I muttered to myself. I mean, she went away, and I muttered to myself all the things that I was feeling. And it included that I have, you know, felt disrespected, and I felt kind of aggrieved that, you know, I wouldn't do such a thing, and whatever she was doing, I respected, and I didn't interrupt what she was doing, and, you know, here she was interrupting me, and, you know, why should I put up with this, and, you know, a whole stream of angry thoughts, and, you know, came on top of the layer of the feelings. So I verbalized to myself, and and then at a certain point in the verbalization, and, you know, still in the grip of the feeling, the thought came to me: this is my greatest supporter. This is the person who has not just tolerated me when I've had long and enduring bouts of depression, when I've, you know, being absent from family life, emotionally, psychologically, and, you know, to a certain extent even physically absent. So this is my greatest supporter, and yes, I'm infuriated, but that stopped me kind of in my tracks, and I thought of a mantra which I have developed over the years, that this has been sent to give me practice at coping with anger, at coping with frustration, at coping with not getting my way. This has been sent as a gift to give me one more chance at practicing this. And having dwelled on that, then attracted me, hooked me into dwelling on that point. You know, what does the practice do? And the practice got me thinking about it from her point of view, and I started to think, well, her actions, they were motivated not by an attempt to damage me, but out of her concern, her continuing concern that a bout of depression will return to me. And there's a good reason for her being worried about that at this time of the year, because it has happened before at this time of the year that I have had a falling into depression. And so, you know, she'll be feeling that if I can get through this period of, and it's not to do with sad, it's not to do with, you know, seasonal affective disorder and the lack of sunshine, really. I've no reason to think that's what it is. But the history of me getting depressed at this time of the year is vivid, and certainly my wife won't be forgetting any episode of depression, or won't be forgetting that she has had to cope with. I'm trying to park a car, actually. That she's had to cope with bouts that have affected her enormously. And it reminded me that that I have a way, or I had a way, and I still have it, of coping with anger, or responding to anger, having, you know, without, that doesn't involve denying the anger or suppressing it. The way you might like even to try this yourself, when something happens that really gets you very angry, that as soon as possible you get a notebook and you write down all the anger that you feel. And this doesn't involve writing down, you know, I am angry particularly. It involves writing down, you know, things like, you bucking bastard, you shithead, you lousy old, you know, all of the vitriol that you would be feeling if, you know, somebody made you angry. I'm talking about, you know, significant anger, you know, where you feel kind of like exploding. So what you do is you explode onto the paper and you write down in a free, in free hand and without restraining yourself at all. Just, I think of it as what I did this morning, except I didn't actually write it down. I talked to myself quite a lot. So that experience of writing down, I can't predict what it would be like for you, but with huge confidence. But here's what might happen. What might happen is that in the middle of your anger, or as you, you know, kept on spewing out the anger onto the paper, a voice will come from somewhere within you, a memory, another side of you, which is more, which is looking after you. A voice which will say something like, yes, but this has been sent to give me, this is a gift, this experience. This has been sent to try me, to test me. There's a long tradition of this in all sorts of places, including the book of Job in the Bible. Job, who was a good man, was sent to enormous difficulties to test him and to strengthen him. And it's actually that point about strengthening. And it was, you know, when Julian Summer Hayes was talking about practicing patience, I think it certainly reminded me that situations and people in which strong emotions are follow. I'm not going to blame the situations or the people for the emotions. I'm picking that word carefully, and those words carefully, in terms of, you know, one follows the other. I don't really think that my wife made me angry. I think the anger was within me and it came out. And she's not really responsible for the way it came out, and she's not responsible. She's not responsible for it.
Ferries, please proceed to the highlighted route.
I have a some kind of a thing going here. I think I've said enough, really. I think I've said that, you know, the key thing is that adversity is an opportunity to practice dealing with it, and that there is a very good chance that within yourself, when you're, you know, in the grip of a fury, for example, that there'll be another voice come through which will tip the realization, or tip the argument, if you like, the spewing, restrain it, and gradually can, if you let it happen, can actually bend your direction in a much more fruitful way. It wouldn't have been fruitful for me to go downstairs in a fury and tell my wife that I felt really angry and that I felt that she disrespected me. You know, that would not have helped. I know that. I know how she would have reacted to that. There would have been a clash. There would have been a, you know, between us, and I would have been wound up more by her response. I mean, some people will listen to other people's anger, you know, calmly and gently, without feeling that it is an attack on them. But not everybody is like that. So I suppose I'm I am very thankful to Julian for his practicing patience this morning. Thank you very much for listening.